We're talking about God's proclamation of Christmas. We've already looked at God's plan for Christmas, how it was prophesied. Man was in trouble, but God said, I got a solution. I'm going to send Jesus. And then we looked at God's people at Christmas. In particular, we looked at Mary and Joseph and their qualities. But ultimately, they said, Lord, I'm surrendered to whatever you want me to do. And that's important for each one of us to arrive at that point. Today, we're going to be looking at God's proclamation of Christmas. And I'm going to read Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20, and then just talk briefly about God's proclamation, okay? If you would follow along, Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Let's have a brief word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, just to speak to our hearts today as we look at your Christmas story and your proclamation to the world. And Lord, I pray that you'll draw us a little closer to you. Help me, Lord, to say exactly and preach exactly the way you'd have me to today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now in this story, I'm sure you've seen it acted out many times. You know, we've played these different parts in the nativity scene. But the shepherds were out in the fields near Jerusalem, minding their own business, expecting another day just like usual. But their usual day was interrupted by an angel. An angel, and the angel was glowing. It had a glory about the angel and a glory about the area. And that angel made the proclamation that God had given to the angels. And then, if that wasn't enough, they were scared to death. If that wasn't enough, a bunch of angels came, a multitude of the heavenly host. And can you imagine? That's a lot of things in the Bible I'd like to have been there. This is one of them, wouldn't you? And see the multitude of angels and how the glory was there. And the shepherds were like, wow, what in the world? God's proclamation through the angels to the shepherds. And then the shepherds went to Bethlehem and found the baby, just as they were told, lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. And then the message, the proclamation of God, was passed on from the shepherds to the people that they encountered. Now that proclamation is really, really important. The proclamation that the angels spoke to the shepherds, and that the shepherds told the people that they encounter. It's really, really important. We're going to take just a moment and look at that proclamation. What is the content of the proclamation? In verse 10, it says, And the angel said unto them, Fear not, fear not. You know, I really believe that was to the shepherds because they were scared to death. But I really think that speaks to us today. Is there really any need for us to fear? Knowing that God is in control, and if we know the Lord is our Savior, do we really have to fear anything? So I think we can look at that proclamation and say, I get that. He's talking to the shepherds, but he's speaking to our hearts today as well. Because Jesus came, we don't have to be afraid. It says, as you go past that, the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings. I bring you good tidings. What is that? Good news. Don't you like to receive good news? You got to keep in mind, God had not spoken to mankind for 400 years. There'd been no revelation. From the end of the Old Testament to this point in the New Testament, God had been silent. But yet he's speaking through the angels and says, guess what? I got some good news. And it says of great joy. Do you realize that the only place we can find real joy and contentment on the inside of our lives and inside of our heart is only found in Jesus? And that is only because Jesus came, born of a virgin in Bethlehem. So it says, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings, good news of great joy. Now this is big, this next statement, which shall be to all people. Aren't you glad that when Jesus came, he didn't come for just a select few? When Jesus came, he came for all of us. Now, Jesus was a Jew, and the offer was given to the Jews, and they rejected, and the offer was extended to the whole world. Don't you think God knew that whenever he made this proclamation through the angels to the shepherds? This is for all people. You see, the offer of Jesus and the offer of salvation is to every man, woman, child, teenager, you name it. It's to everybody. And I'm thankful for that in the proclamation, aren't you? And it says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, that's Bethlehem, a Savior. A Savior. Part of the proclamation, he said, Jesus is Savior. Do you know what a Savior does? A Savior saves. A Savior delivers. And because Jesus came as a baby in Bethlehem, now we know the rest of the story. He lived a perfect life. He died upon the cross and shed his blood to pay for our sins and then resurrected back to life. But you know, Jesus came as Savior to save us from death. Death has no effect upon a Christian. Whenever we leave this world, it's like, hello heaven, hello God, hello the glories that we're going to live with forever. You see, he saved us from death and from hell. If we don't do anything with our sins, we'll end up in a place called hell, a place of torment. And Jesus came as one who would save us from hell, from death, hell, and the grave. I'm thankful that he came as a Savior when he was born in Bethlehem, aren't you? Part of God's proclamation. Now listen, he says, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ. Now that would have clicked in the minds of the shepherds, these Jewish shepherds. Christ means anointed one. It's akin to the word Messiah. And they were under Roman oppression. Don't think that everything was going good for the Jews. It was not going good for the Jews right now. But the angel at God's beckoning said to these shepherds, guess what? This is the Savior. This is the Christ, which means Messiah. Can you imagine their ears perked up? Like, whoa, we've been waiting for the Messiah according to the Old Testament prophecies. And it says, which is Christ the Lord. Do you know what Lord speaks of? Supreme in authority. You see, that baby in Bethlehem that was born and placed in that manger was also God himself. Lord of all. Over everything. Supreme in authority. And then it says in verse 12, now this is how you're going to find the baby. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And then the whole bunch of angels got together, and they said a few other things. With the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God. You know, every Christian ought to be so thankful to God today that Jesus came. All the glory goes to him for Jesus coming to this world. It says in the highest, not just a wee little bit of praise and glory, but we ought to be completely, completely in, if you will, in this praise of God. High praise. It says, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward man. How in the world can we have peace in life? It's because Jesus came. Why can we have goodwill? Now, that's akin to the idea of love. How can we have love? Because Jesus came. Aren't you thankful for this message of the angels, God's proclamation to the angels? But you know what? There was another group that passed this on. What about God's proclamation to the shepherds? It says down there, they came with haste. They found Mary, verse 16, and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, now notice this, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. What was the saying? It was the proclamation of the angels, right? So they were excited. Have you ever been really excited about something? Men, maybe you just got a 12-point buck. Maybe, ladies, you just got to, you just cooked the perfect meal. Or you just got a promotion at work. Or whatever you want to put. And you're just so excited, you got to tell somebody. That's the way the shepherds were. We got to tell somebody. And from what I understand, if I'm reading this right, they repeated what the angels had told them. They proclaimed to people. And listen to the response of the people. Verse 18, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. You know what the idea behind that is? They were amazed. Like, oh, really? Wow. Proclamation to the angels made to the shepherds. The shepherds passed it on to the people. And notice what it says. And the shepherds returned, verse 20, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. God's proclamation of Christmas. God proclaimed the message to the angels. The angels proclaimed it to the shepherds. The shepherds proclaimed it to all the people that they encountered. And can I say that you and I, if we know Jesus as our Savior, it's our responsibility to pass on the good news about Jesus. You know, if anybody should be excited about Christmas, it ought to be the Christian. Because we know why Jesus came. Jesus came to save the world. Jesus came to live a perfect life. Jesus came to ultimately die upon the cross and to pay the sin debt of the world, and he resurrected back to life. You see, I believe that God passes that proclamation on to Christians to pass on to the people. You know, there's people in your life that need to hear the good news about Jesus. There's people in your life, maybe it's just an acquaintance, maybe someone you don't even know but you encounter all the time at Food Lion or wherever you might shop or bank or whatever. But we as Christians, boy, what a message to proclaim. Jesus came at Christmas. Now, you say, do we know he was born on December 25th? No. Somewhere along the line, they just picked a day and say, let's celebrate it. I'm all in for that. How about you? We need to celebrate that Jesus came. And we need to proclaim that to all the lost people that may be in our life, that may be in our community, because we've got good news to bring. Jesus came to save you. All you got to do is put your faith and trust in what Jesus did for you. You can be forgiven. You can have your sins washed clean. You can have that peace and joy in your heart and life. And when you leave this world, you can know that you're on your way to heaven. So two challenges and I'm done. The challenge, the first one is to anyone who may be here today and says, you know what, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I've ever trusted Jesus. Or you may say, I know that I'm not saved. Christmas is a great time for you to settle that. Christmas is a great time to trust Jesus as your Savior. He came to be your Savior, but by faith you need to accept him into your heart and life, ask him to forgive you of your sins and to be your Savior, and you can have, I'll guarantee you, you can have the best Christmas ever because you will know that you've trusted Jesus. You will know that peace and joy and purpose in life. And you will know that when you die and leave this world, and we're all going to do that, unless the Lord comes back first, you will know that you're going to heaven. So as we're going to sing a song here in just a moment, I'm going to encourage you. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior and you want to say, hey, I want to trust him as my Savior, I want to know. And let me tell you, salvation ought to be a know-so salvation. Because I know that 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 I'm saved. Not because I'm good. Not because I was baptized. Not because I'm good looking. You can laugh at that if you want to. But because I have trusted Jesus as my Savior. You can know that too. So as we sing in a moment, I'll be somewhere down front. If you want to be saved at Christmas, this Christmas, say, I want to trust Jesus as my Savior. I want to know that I'm saved. I want to go to heaven. You come up and say, preacher, I want to be saved, and we'll talk to you. And you can leave this building knowing that you're on your way to heaven. But as we talked about, God's proclamation to the angels and then to the shepherds and to the people around them, we know the message too. We have that same message to proclaim. So let me ask you, Christians, are you proclaiming that to the people that you know, that Jesus wants to save them, that Jesus came as a baby in Bethlehem, born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, died upon the cross, resurrected back to life, so that you could have that peace and that joy and that contentment and that purpose because he came for all men? Are you proclaiming it the way that you should? The song that we're going to sing here in just a moment as Jason comes forward, go tell it on the mountain. You know, really, that ought to be our attitude. That ought to be our thought as a Christian. You know what? I'm going to shout it. I'm going to go tell it on the mountain. Tell people that Jesus came to save them. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your proclamation through the angels to the shepherds, and then as they pass that on, Lord, I pray that we as Christians will be joyful this time of year and we'll pass the good news about Jesus came to save us. And Lord, if anyone's heart has been touched as a Christian, say, you know what, I can do a better job of doing that. I pray that they'll feel comfortable and Lord, that they may just come forward and come to the altar and say, God, help me to be a better proclaimer of the message of Jesus, that Jesus came to save us. And Lord, if there's anyone here today that's not sure they're saved or would say, I know that I've never trusted Jesus as my Savior, Lord, give them the boldness to change their eternal destiny today, that they'll come forward and get my attention and say, preacher, I want to be saved. They can have that same peace and joy and purpose in their heart and life that I have and that others that know Jesus have. Lord, just give them the boldness, we pray. We thank you for this wonderful Christmas story, and we thank you that Jesus came to save us. And we pray this in Jesus' name.